Dellingpole, Enviroloom mob shuts down London. By James Dellingpole on April 16, 2019. Thousands of protesters from the hard-left group Extinction Rebellion caused misery, congestion, and disruption across London on Monday. Ostensibly, their mission was to draw the world's attention to the largely imaginary threat of climate change. In reality, it was just the usual suspects employing the fig leaf of environmentalism to justify yet another attempt to take down the capitalist system through mob bullying and economic terrorism. Some of the mob caused damage at the headquarters of the oil company Shell, according to The Guardian. Protesters also shattered a glass revolving door at the headquarters of the fossil fuel company Shell and smeared its facade with graffiti and black paint. Hundreds of people soon stopped to watch as the protest outside Shell continued. Two activists climbed above the entrance, writing "Shell knew and Shell knows." Activists said at least one arrest had been made. Others blocked five London landmarks: Waterloo Bridge, Marble Arch, Parliament Square, Oxford Circus, and Piccadilly Circus. The organizers are threatening to continue the protests for at least a week and to spread their activities to 80 cities across 30 countries. Quite what they are hoping to achieve is anyone's guess. Not least because their three demands are totally impractical, unscientifically grounded, and impossible to deliver. Their first impossible demand: government must tell the truth by declaring a climate and ecological emergency, working with other institutions to communicate the urgency for change. But the climate and ecological emergency is a fabrication. If the government did tell the truth, it would say the exact opposite of what the protesters are demanding. Also, for decades, governments have bent over backwards to accommodate the junk science-driven demands of green activists. They could hardly do more than they are already. Their second impossible demand: government must act now to halt biodiversity loss and reduce greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2025. But biodiversity loss is largely the result of the world's growing population, and controlling this is not within the power of any Western government. Reducing greenhouse emissions to net zero would entail obliterating the global economy. And since there is no scientific evidence to support adopting so radical a measure, no rational government is likely to take it, nor would any electorate support it. Their third impossible demand: government must create and be led by the decisions of a citizens' assembly on climate and ecological justice. Reading some of The Guardian's reports on the protest, you get a terrifying insight as to how Britain might look under a Jeremy Corbyn administration. Alex Armitage, an NHS doctor, had been drafted in as a spokesperson for the Marble Arch Rebellion. He said he hoped that the police could be brought on side. Eventually, if this is going to work, if we are going to have the massive change in the economy that we need to protect ourselves from climate change, we are going to need the police to be unwilling or unable to restore order. And then the government has no option to negotiate, he said. It all seems really grandiose, but so is the scale of the problem facing us. Roger Hallam, one of the leaders of the movement, said nothing like this had been seen on the streets of London for decades. What's amazing about this is for 30 years you have just had that closing up of public space. You can't do this, you can't do that, you've got to finish then. Suddenly what Extinction Rebellion has done is actually say, we are doing this. And the state is so weak through austerity that they can't stop us. Well, I for one do not welcome our future insect overlords. Here is a doctor so buoyed up with his virtue as a national health worker that he simply has no idea that without a functioning economy there'd be no one to pay for his generous salary. Here's one of Extinction Rebellion's leaders, Roger Hallam, showing his true colors. The environment doesn't even get a mention. It's about the buzz of closing down the streets, flexing his muscles, and smashing the enfeebled state. Nothing to do with saving the planet at all.